I think the reason why this is unlikely is not that the military balance hasn't shifted importantly in China's favor, but first, that Xi has a long-term strategy for basically the resolution and ultimately reintegration, they say, or reunification of Taiwan. And secondly, I would give some credit to President Trump. President Trump and President Xi have talked about this at some considerable length privately and agreed that they neither want a war between the U.S. and China. Each understands that given the structural rivalry that's inevitable in this relationship, the downward spiral into war is always a huge risk, and therefore that they are not going to allow a third party's provocation, for example, something that might happen in Taiwan, to provoke them into a war. But in addition, as President Trump has said, President Xi has told him that under no circumstances, absent such a provocation, would China take military action against Taiwan during his term. So I think the relationship between the two parties and their understanding that this issue can be resolved on a longer term path, that the two parties are prepared to make to cooperate in trying to manage, is some part of the reason why, if I were making a bet tonight, I would say, absent some extreme provocation by Taiwan, it's less than a 1% chance of a Chinese quarantine or embargo of Taiwan this year.